You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama, at the AC Hotel. Glad to be here for the past 2 days. As we are training, this is part of Holistic Performance Group, and we are at the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. Right now I have with me Mariah Gillette, and she is Catering Sales Manager for the AC Hotel. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mariah.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Now, how did you get involved with this particular program? How did you find out about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification?
Sure. So our corporate branch of hotels, they sign up each of their newbies, I would say, to their hotel group, within their hotel group, to take this certification, obviously to be more proactive in our sales and just to grow our experiences. And I mean, I'm a big proponent of always continuing to learn. So I was happy to be a part of it.
When you say newbie, you mean that you recently graduated from Auburn University not too long ago, right?
Yes, within the last year. Goodness, it has been a year already. That's funny.
Time flies.
So, yes, I graduated from Auburn in 2019 with my undergrad in apparel design and with my master's degree in hospitality management in August of 21. And then I somehow found myself in the hotel industry and loved it, and currently the catering sales manager for the AC.
Very good. Was that your intention when you were at Auburn University? What did you think you were going to do when you started out in the degree that you chose?
Sure. So I've always been in love with fashion, and my family has always worked in hospitality. My grandparents owned a restaurant. It's no longer operating right now, but eventually I'd love to reopen that down the road. And then, again, I've always loved fashion, and my mom was or is an event decorator and coordinator. So I've just always worked and been in the restaurant and working events. And so just kind of combining my two passions of apparel, which I love to do, and what my family has loved to do. So I ended up with both degrees and loved it.
The family restaurant, was it in Huntsville?
It was.
What was the name of it?
It was called Ernie's. It was off of Pulaski Pike. When did they close? Maybe about 09, 10 or so. But yes, it was, I want to say, soul food, and our best sellers were chicken and dressing and pot roast. So I'd love to open that back up and have it a little bit more elevated.
Nice. So 2009, I'm trying to think how old you were, but it had an impact on you. It was something that you enjoyed, that you experienced as
Definitely.
A younger person, and it stayed with you.
Of course. I mean, I remember sleeping, taking naps in the back pantry closet. Hopefully the health department isn't listening, but no. but yeah, definitely staying summers in the restaurant, and of course, like a mini waitress. And my cousins who were waitresses there and servers there, they used to always be jealous because you had like a little 10-year-old waitress taking orders, and I would make bigger tips than they would.
So. Right.
That was funny, but
people
of course,
love kids.
That's memorable. Yeah,
that's right. And as far as flawless delivery hospitality certification goes, which was made possible by Alabama Tourism Department, how do you believe that flawless delivery is helping you in your role as catering sales manager here at AC Hotel?
Sure. So again, I'm always a big proponent of just furthering your education. I mean, you can never know enough. You can never have enough knowledge behind you. So just having that knowledge behind you to apply with your real world experience that you get on the job every day is invaluable. So that's super helpful. Just applying what you learn on the day-to-day basis and interacting with clients and checking people in and planning meetings. It's definitely helpful to have that conversation, and especially with other companies and businesses within the hospitality industry too, because of course, you know, working here, you kind of, this is just your space. So it's always great to learn from other properties too and other industries or that are similar and different in ways too. So that's always, I think one of the biggest things for me being here is just getting an opportunity to talk to other properties.
Yes, I've noticed that because we have state parks represented here. We have the state Home Sweet Home Alabama represented here.
Exactly.
And we have other hoteliers here as well. And that is important to make those connections. Customer service, the bottom line, the person who comes in to stay, how they're treated, how we respond even when we're not having a good day is very important to remember those basics of that person maybe having a tough time themselves, but they are the customer, and we want to make their stay as pleasant as possible. And I feel like ultimately that's what Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification is doing, is allowing us to open our mind to the needs of that customer and how we can satisfy them and be pleased with their stay ultimately.
Definitely. At the end of the day, we've reiterated in the class, it's all about seeing it from a different perspective, and that's what this course is about. Taking a step back, and again, we work in these jobs consistently every day, but being the customer, being on the other side of the counter, being on the other side of the bar, being the guest in the room, outside of being on the other side of the counter. So that's a great experience to be able to do that.
And you mentioned some people who have made a difference in your life. That's something that I always try to carry through my show, is a message of it takes people to inspire us
definitely
to get to where we are. We don't do it on our own. and you have family members who have loved on you through years that have encouraged you. I know they were very proud of you when you completed your education down there at Auburn, and now seeing you working in the hotel and having this responsibility, and then furthering even the family business, Ernie's in Huntsville, in the future.
For sure, for sure. That is the great part about my family. They're so supportive, and I mean, you just can't beat that at all. So I definitely make it a point, and one of my goals is to just make them proud at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Mariah Gallott, catering sales manager here at AC Hotel, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification and a little of your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Right now I have with me Kimberly D'Alberto. She's with Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, and she has been part of the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification over the past couple of days, made possible by Alabama Tourism Department, Sweet Home Alabama, and Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your background a little bit in tourism. How did you get involved in Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association?
Well, I have worked in hospitality. I've worked in three different hotels, and I had stopped working for a while, but I got back into this when I was asked if I wanted to, you know, be involved with the Flawless training. I thought that that would be a perfect opportunity to get back into it, and it just sounded like a great training, and it's actually been wonderful. I've learned a lot.
So how was it pitched to you, what Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification was, that caused you to be interested in it, when they said this is what Flawless Delivery is about? And what was it that intrigued you that said, I think this might be something that is a good certification program?
Honestly, working with hotels in general, I've done every department that there was, and being able to identify with the other department and whatnot, I felt that was a really good thing, because communication is a huge thing when you're working in a hotel industry. So I thought that this would be really good.
No, that's great. And something that's really important about this is that you can also see the reaction of others who are involved in the hotel industry currently, whether that be a state park or a hotel, that you can see whether or not they're benefiting, because that's important, is to see, okay, is this program actually helping when it comes to customer service? Are they able to relate to those who are speaking, and this program be able to ultimately help them in their work? Because the bottom line, as I talked about with Mariah, it is about the customer. It is about the client and that person having a great stay and enjoying themselves, and us taking care of them while they're here.
Right. I feel the same way. And really, Ryan, she is excellent at speaking. I feel like I have just learned a whole lot in doing that.
That's outstanding. And we're talking about the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. We do appreciate the Alabama Tourism Department, as well as Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, for sponsoring this to make it possible. I was invited to come and be part of this, as well as do some interviews like we're doing, Kimberly. And I hope that more people will connect with Flawless Delivery, find out more about it, especially those who are in the hospitality industry, to seek out to improve themselves when it comes to customer service, because that is important, that after we come off of this COVID time and people are coming back out and they're maybe we're a little rusty, we need to shake off the rust, so to speak,
right,
and become better and improve ourselves, because we always can improve ourselves.
Absolutely. And anyone interested, it is a great program to set through. It honestly is.
Kimberly D'Alberto, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification and a little of your story as to how you got involved.
Well, thank you for having me.
When we come back, we'll have Emma Lansdell to join us. She's from Rogersville, Alabama. She's a graduate of Lauderdale County High School, and she now works at Monsanto Park, and she's going to be sharing with us about the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Right now I have with me Emma Lansdell from Lauderdale County, Rogersville, Alabama, fellow Lauderdale County Tiger. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thanks. It's so nice to be here. I appreciate you having me.
You are currently at Monsanto State Park, but you were at Joe Wheeler.
Yes, sir. So I actually started out my hospitality career at Joe Wheeler, working at the front desk at the lodge. And after I graduated, they hired me at the marina for a little while. When I went full time, I was in the accounting office for about 6 months. And Chad Davis, our superintendent, offered me the position to assistant manage at Monsanto. I've been there for about 5 years now and been the park manager for about 3 of those years.
So straight out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
You worked for Joe Wheeler State Park.
I did, yes, sir. So I worked for them at the front desk at the lodge when I was home from college over the summer. Just at the front desk, like as a seasonal opportunity. I worked for Miss Kelly Ezell. She was the lodge manager at the time. She's promoted up the ranks now. She's now our operations chief for the North District. So it's kind of come full circle.
I'm thinking about other students that may be coming out of Lauderdale County High School and opportunities that might be available that they may not realize Joe Wheeler State Park has to offer. I personally worked at Barnett Drugstore. I scooped ice cream. My first application, though, was at Foodland. Then I went over to Barnett Drugstore and they offered me a job. But there may be some opportunities that young people aren't thinking about that they could move up the ladder within the state park system if they're willing to go to Joe Wheeler State Park.
Yeah, of course. So pretty much everybody that starts out in state parks, and that's going to be statewide, not just at Joe Wheeler, pretty much every opportunity is going to start out as part-time and seasonal employment. Of course, after you do your 9 months, you do have the opportunity to go full-time. Those positions look a little bit different. So there's hourly full-time positions, and then there's register positions that are going to be part of the merit system with state personnel. So there's tons of registers out there that are universal, that don't require a whole lot of even hospitality experience. There's going to be some that are going to require 4-year education. There's some that are not. not. But those positions are everywhere. So they have facility operator positions where, you know, that would be more concentrated as something that you're going to take care of, like the campground and the campground store, or maybe banquet managers and things like that. But Joe Wheeler is such a huge facility. You do have a lot of opportunities, especially for somebody that, you know, is from a small town. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity that, you know, I started off with, because it's led me to where I am now. And I love my job. You know, Huntsville is a lot different than being in Rogersville, right. As you know. But yeah, it's been great, you know, just given that small opportunity back then to, you know, work a little bit over the summer, earn some extra money, has obviously snowballed to this opportunity here.
Yes. So now that we've covered your background a little bit, here we are at Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. How is this benefiting you? How is this making a difference in your career when it comes to your work at the state park?
I mean, I love getting a new training opportunity, like any chance that we get. So we always jump when we say, we have seats available. Do y'all want to do this? So, of course, Flawless Delivery has, the training has been amazing. I mean, you're here with us. You know that. A lot of it has been repetitive for training that we've already had, but it never hurts to hear it again. Being able to communicate with our team, being able to communicate with the guests and be more understanding, be seen and be heard. You know, those things are so important in the hospitality industry. You know, I'm not involved as a frontline worker as much as I have been in the past, but having the skill set that I can bring back to my team, do refreshers for everything, have the materials to take home with us, all those things are really important, just because you don't want those skills and that knowledge to just fall to the wayside just because you're stuck in the office, you know, doing administrative paperwork and things like that. So getting exposure to be here, to hear from our other teams inside state parks, the crew at AC, you know, the folks from like the visitor center, you know, all those things, it really is incredible because everybody has a different view.
Yes.
And we all have a different purpose here. I mean, you know, you're here with us. The exposure to get from other folks in our community is just such a big deal to me.
And opportunities lead to opportunities. And one of the things that's really important about this training for certain people who want to pursue college, there's college credit through Calhoun Community College, which is great for someone who wants to get some credit for college. Maybe they've never had any, and suddenly now they have an hour of college credit,
right.
And it may lead to them pursuing college, and then that helps them climb the ladder, so to speak, within whatever job they're at.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked to so many of the ladies that are here from the AC Hotel, of course, where they're hosting us, and they all have this similar story, which is like really cool to be able to relate to somebody. You know, we started working at the front desk, and I was in banquets, and now I'm the front office manager. And you know, they didn't have any kind of hospitality experience coming in. They came in right out of high school, and you know, really climbing the ladder. And then it is a wonderful career. It's very rewarding. You know, we have our regulars that we see. We have folks that travel on business. So just getting exposed to completely different worlds, because we're all so different, thankfully, it's very rewarding. And it is a big deal to be able to, like you said, take home the college credit with you. I'm always going to jump on that opportunity. So, you know, I'm always thankful for that. So, and I know you are too. Obviously,
yes.
That's why we're here. But it is a big deal because, you know, the program that they offer with Calhoun and the grant funding that they got for all this, for everybody to come in, not have to worry about what it's going to cost them to do it. That's a big deal for the majority of the people here, including myself.
We have people listening around the country and the world. What is your pitch for Monsanto Park, for the state parks in Alabama, to come and visit the state of Alabama?
I mean, Alabama state parks are absolutely incredible. I have had the opportunity to visit the majority of them. There's lodging options for everybody. So we have hotel rooms, cottages, cabins, camping. You know, it's not all primitive, pinch a tent out in the woods, you just have a fire to keep yourself warm at night. You know, there are luxury opportunities, much larger places that you can stay, bring your whole friends and family. We've got cave parks, the Gulf, mountains, lakes. I mean, we cover, you know, every area of what you're looking for with a tourism destination. That's why they call Alabama the beautiful. And it's true. I'll give my Monsanto pitch, of course. Monsanto has a lot of original CCC structures where they established the park in the 1930s. That's one of the coolest things that we have. Incredible views in the CCC cabins. We have some great event facilities. The campground is absolutely amazing up there. It's so nice because you're 5 miles from downtown Huntsville and you feel like you're in a completely different world.
Yes.
Up there. I mean, you're so close to everything. You can go to a concert over at the Orion or grab some pizza and beer downtown, and you're 5 minutes from the mountain where you can watch the sunrise in the morning and you don't hear the hustle and bustle of the city. So it really is such an incredible and just an unheard of place in a city like this. You know, it's so rewarding to be able to be a part of that team there. Our folks are incredible. If you come see us, we know that we'll take care of you, and that goes for all Alabama state parks.
Absolutely. And people within our state, short drives a lot of times to the state parks, can make those drives, make mini vacations if they want to call them that, or take week-long vacations within the state park system and enjoy Monsanto or enjoy Joe Wheeler. And it is a unique opportunity that people have to get away within driving distance of their own home.
It's so nice because, you know, we did, like, you know, everybody did staycations and, you know, all that stuff because we weren't getting on airplanes and going anywhere. We weren't going out of the country, you know. But some of the best trips that I've taken, even in the past 5 years, you know, pre-pandemic, were going, you know, just a couple hours away and staying at Cheehaw for the weekend. I mean, it's the hiking that they have there, the views they have there. They have a lot of the CCC cabins, just like we do at Montesano. And it's so relaxing. You can just check out for a little bit, enjoy it. You can get as much exercise as you want getting on the trails, but you can sit back and relax and read a book on the porch. And that's the same there as it is if you're traveling 8 hours away. So being so close, especially in North Alabama, because we have so many parks so close to us, there's so many more in the North region. And for me, you know, I'm not more than 2.5, maybe 3 hours for all those places here in Huntsville. So depending on where you are, where you're listening from, that opportunity might be available for you too. So check out, you know, alapark.com. Look at all the parks, pick out some, you know, opportunities that you want to explore, and get out and see us.
I love it. We want to thank Holistic Performance Group, as well as Sweet Home Alabama, Alabama Tourism Department, Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, AC Hotel, for being so hospitable to us as we have gone through this flawless delivery hospitality certification. And I appreciate you joining me today, Emma.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you asking. I was definitely ready to jump on when you said, would you sit down and talk to me for a moment? Our stay's been incredible here, and the folks that have sponsored this have just been, have went really above and beyond in the training. Of course, you've been there. It's definitely been top notch.
Emma Lansdale, folks, we appreciate having her here on the Mark White Show today to share about this program, Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. We want you to find out more about it. We do appreciate all the folks who have made this possible. When we come back, we'll have Leslie Walker joining us as we talk about UCP and what she does to make hotels sensory friendly. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from Sweet Home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thank you. red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
And we're back as advertised. We have with us Leslie Walker with UCP, United Cerebral Palsy. We're glad to have her with us as we are at Flawless Delivery Training. We're glad to be here today. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, Mark. It's been a pleasure to meet you and spend this couple of days with you.
Same thing. And you have a very interesting role with United Cerebral Palsy. Tell us about that when it comes to sensory work and making sure that hotels are sensory friendly that want to be.
Yeah, so I'm actually a lifelong hospitality employee, which is why it makes sense that I'm at this training. But I joined United Cerebral Palsy for events and fundraisers, and the onset of COVID made it necessary for me to pivot my role. And so we looked at our clients and my experience in the hotel industry and figured out how we could write a grant for funding to help hotels be more inclusive of their guests and, quite frankly, their employees who may have sensory sensitivities or be on the autism spectrum. So I travel all across this great state of ours, and I train hotels and attractions, museums, to be more autism and sensory sensitivity aware. And then we also place families in those hotels or provide them with tickets to enjoy those attractions.
The things that were implemented, how were they put into place to decide this is what would be helpful to families who have sensory issues?
Yeah, so like I said, as a hospitality industry employee, that's not my area. So I reached out to people in the know, families who travel with kids with autism, autism professionals, family support groups, just to get what are the triggers that you find when you do travel? What are the triggers you're concerned you will find when you travel? And so we really used all of that information and my background in hotels to figure out how to marry the two in an easy to implement way for the hotels, but the most effective for families.
I heard you put out some stats yesterday as you talked about families who would travel with children with autism or adults with autism or would not travel, and the percentage went up when there were accommodations made. Let's talk a little bit about the stats that you were telling about yesterday.
Sure. So my background being in sales and marketing, I'm a total nerd when it comes to statistics and who are clients that we're not servicing. And the numbers were staggering to me. In North America, the U.S. and Canada, there are 20 million families with at least one child on the autism spectrum. That's not individuals, that's families. So families of two, three, four. And when those families were asked, do you travel with your loved one with autism? 83% of them said no, of 20 million families, just not traveling. But when they were asked, would you travel if there were autism accommodations or supports, 93% said yes. And I thought, well, that's a huge portion of our population and a huge potential market for families to come into Alabama and enjoy the amazing tourism opportunities we have here.
When you think about United Cerebral Palsy and then you think about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification, for you, what is the benefit of being at a training like this?
Well, it speaks to my hospitality heart, hearing all of the conversation around meeting people where they are and considering your audience and your guests and really tuning in to your guests, because you're not always going to have the benefit of knowing if someone has a sensory sensitivity or autism spectrum. So this training delivery is fantastic for frontline employees to just tune in a little bit better to their guests. Also, it's a great opportunity for me to introduce the program to the other hotels that are participating so that we can get in those state parks and other attractions to train.
AC Hotel, where we're staying, has actually benefited from this UCP training, sensory friendly hotel program that you have.
Absolutely. They have a super supportive parent company that's made sure that all of their hotels across the state are trained. And basically what that means is some of their team members go through about a 35-minute super easy training, some awareness, and then we gift them sensory kits to be held at the front desk so they can use those not only for our guests, but any guests who may have a moment of sensory need.
One of the things that you said was the amount of people that you have to train. So you might have one or two people that you can train, and then they can then share that with the others. So you don't have to have the entire team there as you train, correct?
That's right. It'd be near impossible in the hotel business, as many shifts as there are with that 365 days a year, 24-hour day business. So we like to grab just a few champions, team leaders, super caring team members to get them on board, and then we make the information super easy to share among the team.
So how do people get in touch with you or UCP to find out about this sensory-friendly program that's offered to the hotels or state parks or wherever someone is staying?
Or families.
Right.
So our website specifically for my project is called Tourism Alabama, because we want to welcome all the guests into our hotel. So it's just like Alabama with an extra L, tourismalabama.org. And you can request a training there. You can also request to participate in a practice stay. But if you just can't remember that extra L, ucphuntsville.org will get you there too.
Excellent. Well, Leslie, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show, to enjoy this training with you, as we have both benefited from Flawless Delivery Program, and I'm excited about graduating today.
Me too. Let's do it.
Leslie Walker, folks, with United Cerebral Palsy. Glad to have her on the program to talk about sensory-friendly hotels. I hope that you will reach out and make sure that your facility is sensory-friendly. Let's work with families to accommodate them and to give them that joy of being able to travel. I know it's important for a lot of families, myself included, as I think about my own family and being able to travel and have things that accommodate those needs. And continuing the conversation about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification, we're glad to have with us Dr. Ryan Kate Gibson, the co-founder and CEO of Holistic Performance Group. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Really glad to be here.
This class, you were able to gauge the audience, so to speak, and get them to interact. It takes a little while sometimes to get people to warm up because everybody's on edge because it's new. We don't know what we don't know. This training, how do you feel about the past 2 days and the group that has been here?
Well, I mean, Flawless Delivery is a great opportunity to bring people into the same conversation using the same language. And one of the things we did when we developed this was really come up with a thought that we wanted it to be all about excellence. But excellence involves communication, it involves relationship, it involves awareness, right, of yourself, your body, your environment. So getting folks to interact on a deeper level and being able to understand all the different impact factors that come into play for them being the very best version of themselves on the job that they can be is a key component. So it's a great group we've been working with here at YEDLA, so we're excited about that.
You have a PhD behind your name, and one of the things I've considered and thought about while you're speaking, you've talked about neuroscience several times. Where does the PhD come in? What was the line of study?
So I am one of those people that has a lot of different education in a lot of different veins. So I started initially, like I got a bachelor's in anthropology, psychology, and political science. Then I got a master's in multi-ethnic literature. And then I got a TESOL training certification. Then I got a PhD in critical literacies and reading. Then I did PhD studies in Austria in the social science and humanities, which is where really the neuroscience focus really kind of began to develop. And then I've done a lot of work from a sociological perspective as well. I have a film that I've done and a number of different things. But our actual trainings really depend upon the neuroscience components to help everything smoothly lead you to a greater level of performance in everything that you do. So that's really a key component in all of our trainings, but specifically here.
Yes, and one of the things that you have done is you have helped when it comes to underserved communities, helping women, namely internationally in Italy and Oman, two places that you have been to specifically. Right. What was your work that you did there?
So in Oman, I worked with women who were going to into higher education for the first time and that were transitioning from the Bedouin communities and tribal communities into more urban environments. Talked a lot about the challenges that that was presenting to them in terms of transitioning from strictly tribal into more urban environment for the Arabs. Also worked with polygamy, women in polygamous relationships. Polygamy is legal in Oman, and you can have up to 4 wives. And so talked with, you know, the women and tried to help them with things like what types of businesses can they do. And so providing kind of business 101 as well as psychosocial supports, similar in vein to some of the leadership development we do with Holistic Performance Group. And in Italy, I worked a lot with immigrants and migrants I'm trying to help them get hooked into mainstream Italian culture while at the same time being able to invest in some of their traditionally lucrative type employment, right? Whether it's leather work or metal work, that kind of thing.
Yes, and thinking about our own country, mm-hmm. when it comes to the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who go into the hospitality industry at entry-level jobs. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be able to grow up.
Exactly.
And the opportunities they're allowed for many women, if we think about the industry and who starts at those entry-level positions and allowing them to be able to go up into management and wherever they would like to go into the hospitality industry. I've seen a lot of successful women who have started out working whatever job it was that they had and then continued to have success and grow. Yeah. And that's what obviously you want to see with many of these people that are going through the program.
Yeah, when we developed Flawless Delivery, Tammy Reese and myself were working together to try and look at the best way to serve the people who were currently in the field and those that were kind of standing on the sidelines of maybe yes, maybe no, and do we want to make this a career, do we want to make this a job, and also recognizing in terms of tourism, how can we give people skill sets that will enable them to function as a food and beverage manager or as a frontline person or as, so, and that's where Flawless Delivery came from, where we tried to incorporate the neuroscience components from Holistic Performance Group, which focus on communicative efforts and the ability to be in interpersonal relations, and then also the basic kind of managerial components of time management, conflict resolution, these types of things. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great program, and we're really grateful that we get the chance to encourage people to step out in faith that they can grow, they can change, they can become, you know, so.
Earlier in my conversation, I brought up the fact that there is college credit that is earned for coming to the training through Calhoun Community College.
So Calhoun Community College is wonderful, and they have their workforce development department has certified our program. So my curriculum has actually gone through the Alabama Community College kind of affiliation project where they've said, yes, this is approved, you know, to be delivered, but it goes through their workforce development. So it's not college credit earned within the degree seeking programs. It's within workforce development. So they've earned this credit as a certification.
How do you see that? Yes. How do you see that as a benefit to the program as it stands?
So I think it's really important because a lot of people who start in the industry, perhaps they did not finish school or perhaps they haven't gone on any further in their education, but by taking this particular course, by understanding that we do pre and formative assessments during the actual training, then we do post assessments, which let us know, did you get the information you need to effectively carry the flawless delivery attitude into your work? So then when they realize they've gotten that, it's an actual college certification from a short-term program, which is, you know, stamped by the state and by the local community college. And I think that gives people a sense of confidence that they probably haven't had before and a sense that, well, if I can do this, I can do whatever's next on the agenda, whatever I can learn, you know. And I think that that's really what it boils down to with all of us. We need to believe that we can. When we begin to step out in faith, we have a saying in HPG, we say, you know, you go from competence into resilience. And when you're resilient, then you can flex and you can flow and you can move into the next right place for you, right?
What has been the response to Flawless Delivery when it comes to management at the hotels and state parks as you have seen the program work?
People have been amazingly supportive and excited. You know, whether it's here in northern Alabama or it's down in the south, they're just so excited that the state has invested in tourism and in hospitality at this level. You know, that they've, you know, Governor Ivey stamped this off for us, and it came through, you know, the tourism department, and we're able to come in to both the smaller hotels and larger hotels, but, you know, smaller attractions, larger, and offer something that's consistent across the board. When they earn a flawless delivery pin and a certification, it's consistent. They've achieved a certain standard. And so the fact that the state is investing in this and saying this is really a way to support our people and to help them achieve what they need to achieve, recognizing that there is no just, right? You're not just a housekeeper. You're not just a dishwasher. No matter what you're doing, you're vital and important to not just your property, to not just the guests that you meet there, but to actually to the economy as a whole, right? You make a difference in the tourism dollars that come into the state. You make a difference on whether or not people say, hey, you definitely need to get out there. Man, you're going to love Muscle Shoals. Gosh, you're going to love Decatur. Whatever, right? You are a vital part of this endeavor, regardless of the role you currently hold. So.
Yes, and we don't want to leave out the other co-founder, Taya.
Taya is wonderful, yes, and she is currently on another job at the moment. And, yes, she's like, you know, she's oil and water with me, and so, which is brilliant, and it's something we talk about a lot in Flawless Delivery, is that if you can open your heart to diversity and inclusion, it is amazing how you can grow and change. And Taya has done everything from being a stagehand on Broadway and toured back in the day when there were not female stagehands, let me just say, my lovely Valkyrie, to running nonprofits, you know, being the executive director of nonprofits. She's immensely talented and gifted. She, you know, is our not just our CFO, but she also is our training director. And so does a lot with the curriculum development.
And Dr. Gibson, let's share how people can connect with this program. We want people to understand that it's available. And we want people to participate. How can people do that?
Well, if you come to www.holisticperformancegroup.com, you'll see a page that says Flawless Delivery, or you can go to www.flawlessdelivery.com, and that'll tell you all about the program, what we're doing in Alabama, throughout the state. We have a map that shows you where we've delivered Flawless thus far and what we're doing for the next few years. And if you want to actually talk with us, we're based out of Decatur, Alabama, and you can always reach out to us. There's contact information on the website, and we're on the road a lot, so we're easily reached that way as well. And we love having conversation with our partners. We have amazing partners. We have, you know, of course, the wonderful, you know, AMLA with Tammy Reist and all of her amazing team. Then we have, you know, in the South, we have Black Belt Tourism. We have, you know, University of Alabama, Economic Center for Development, so many great partners that are coming on board, and all of the local hospitality partners who are just, yes, let's do this, even being understaffed right now. You know, they're like, they're ready, they're willing, because they want their people to succeed. Because, again, word of mouth is invaluable, right?
So. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Gibson, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this program. We're glad that I could participate. I'm glad I could participate as well as the others, and to interact and build some networks and relationships, because that is important, that relationships that are built through a program like this where others can feed off of each other, they can learn from each other, and that's so important, that you may have something that I needed, and I may have something that you needed, and we both learn together.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really, really glad you're here and you're participating and you're adding your own special energy to the board. It's wonderful. And, you know, we have a Facebook page that you can go to afterwards. It's Facebook for Flawless Delivery. And people can share their experiences. And like you said, it's the ongoing connections that we make that help us to really be of greater service.
Dr. Gibson with Holistic Performance Group talking about Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. Thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show, Dr. Gibson.
Thank you, sir. We enjoy having you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show from AC Hotel in Huntsville, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown.